CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 16th of April 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There is a nominated board director vacancy. Regional Forum Facebook pages. SOS Radio Week. If you're an RSGB member, you still have time to apply for the RSGB nominated board director vacancy. The RSGB needs a strong and effective board, and this could be your opportunity to be part of that. The deadline for applications is Monday, the 17th of April, tomorrow. To find out more, go to the Volunteer Vacancies section of the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers, or for an informal discussion, please email Nominations Committee Chair Stephen Purser, Golf Whiskey 4 Sierra Hotel Foxtrot, at nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB Regional Forum has created Facebook pages for each of the 13 regions. These pages have a focus on regional amateur radio communities and are moderated by members of the RSGB regional team. Whilst the pages share a similar style, they are very different in content. Selected posts are created by the RSGB moderators to maintain some news content from the RSGB, but the main content comes from clubs, individual licensees, and also event organisers in those regions. The pages also provide a forum where anyone can ask for help with any part of the hobby. Clubs are positively encouraged to post news and events on the pages. You can find them on Facebook by searching for RSGB Region and the number of your local region. For example, RSGB Region 1. SOS Radio Week 2023 starts at midnight on the 1st of May and concludes at midnight on the 31st of May. It's an opportunity to support the many voluntary organisations in the British Isles whose members volunteer to save the lives of others at risk around the many miles of its coastline and out at sea. These organisations include the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the National Coastwatch Association, and numerous independent lifeboat and coastal rescue groups. Individual amateur radio operators and clubs are invited to register to become an official SOS Radio Week station and operate under their own call sign, their clubs, or a special event call sign to raise awareness of the great work these volunteers perform. Awards are available for registered stations that make the most contacts on each of the 160 to 70 centimetres bands, also using various modes. Registration is now open, and further details can be found at sosradioweek.org.uk. The outgoing RSGB President, Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, and the incoming RSGB President, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will be at the NARSA Rally in Blackpool on Sunday, the 23rd of April. This is a great opportunity to meet John, have a chat and welcome him to his role. There will also be an official handover of the presidential chain on the stage area at the Norbreck Hotel. Find out more about the rally via the event website at novemberalfaromeosierraalfa.org.uk. Thursday, the 18th of April, is World Amateur Radio Day. The IARU is excited to mark the occasion and the 98th anniversary of its founding with an event to promote the United Nations Human Security for All initiative, also known as HS4A. Special event stations have been operating since the 11th of April and will be available to work until the last week of April. For more information, visit iaru.org and choose On the Air from the menu of options. Now for details of rallies and events. The Holsworthy Spring Rally and Boot Sale is taking place today. The venue is Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworthy, Devon, postcode Echo X-ray 227 Foxtrot Alpha. There's plenty of parking, wheelchair access and full catering available. The doors open to the public at 10 a.m. The Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, also known as both the NASA Rally and the Blackpool Rally, will take place on Sunday the 23rd of April. The venue will be the Norbrett Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, postcode Foxtrot Yankee 29 Alpha Alpha. For more details, contact Dave M0OBW on 01270 761 608 or email dwilson@btinternet.com, or you could visit novemberalfaromeosierraalfa.org.uk. And the Ripon Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 30th of April. The venue will be Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, Hotel Golf 4, 2 Papa Tango. Traders can gain access from 7 a.m. and tables are £12 each. Doors open to the public from 10 a.m. and entrance is £3 per person. For more information and directions, visit golf4sierrajulietmike.co.uk. Now the special event news. With the kind permission of the National Trust, Western Supermare Radio Society will be operating special call sign Golf Bravo Zero India Mike Delta from the Old Fort on Bryn Down on Saturday the 22nd of April as part of the International Marconi Day celebrations. Special call sign Delta Romeo Zero Lima India Mike Echo Sierra will be active until the 30th of June for this year's German World Heritage Day. The Limes was the borderline of the Roman Empire at its greatest extent. In 2005, the remnants of the Upper German Rhaetian Limes were inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List as Frontiers of the Roman Empire. Celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, DARC, special event call sign Delta Alpha 23 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta, will be active until Tuesday the 18th of April. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Direct cards will be managed via DL2VFR. Also, celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, special event station Oscar Tango 23 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta will be active from various locations in Belgium until the 30th of April. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL, a certificate will be available. For information, visit qrz.com. Now the DX News. Bernhard, DL2GAC, will be active on the Solomon Islands until the end of May. He plans to be QRV as Hotel 44 Mike Sierra from Malaita, OC047, daily until the end of April, with activity on the 80 to 6 meter bands using SSB and some FT8, QSL via his home call, direct or via the Bureau. He will upload his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World when he returns home. James, KI7MGY, will be in Djibouti until June and plans to operate as Juliet 28 Hotel Juliet on the 80, 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World. Hotel 75 Romeo Charlie Hotel is a special call for the Haiti Radio Club, established on the 29th of March 1948 to celebrate its 75th anniversary. The station will be active until the 1st of May, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via N200. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 18th of April, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 19th of April, the 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 20th of April, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The machine generated mode contest starts its 24 hour run at 1400 UTC next Saturday, that's the 22nd of April, using machine generated modes on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchange's report and your four-character locator. The SPDX RITI contest starts its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 22nd of April. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Polish stations send their province code. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC on Sunday the 23rd of April using 75 baud RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 13th of April, 2023. A news item this week suggested that the peak of Solar 25 could be coming earlier than expected. According to a paper in Frontiers in Astronomy and Space Sciences by solar scientist Dr. Scott McIntosh, solar maximum may now be coming between late 2023 and mid-2024. So make the most of the higher solar flux index now. Solar activity picked up nicely over the past week. The solar flux index rose to 154, and there were 8 active regions on the sun's visible face by Thursday the 13th. Nevertheless, daytime maximum usable frequencies, MUS, remained down a little, which is probably more to do with the seasonal ionospheric changes than reduced sunspot activity. As we head towards summer, we will see the daytime F2 layer MUF decline further before it picks up again in the autumn. We also saw some M and C class solar flare action this week, but this was not really enough to cause serious problems to the ionosphere. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will continue to increase, perhaps peaking at 160 between the 16th to 18th of April. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 18th, perhaps with the KP index rising to 4. The forecast for the International Marconi Day on the 22nd of April is for a solar flux index of 155 and a declining KP index of 3, which bodes quite well for the event. In all, solar flux index is expected to be in the range 140 to 160 for the rest of the month. Now the VHF and UP propagation news. A big contrast is coming next week, so it's time to dust off the VHF gear again. The unsettled weather this last week will make a complete swap over to more settled high-pressure systems next week. Initially on Sunday, this will appear as a ridge over the North Sea from a large high over Scandinavia. This will then gradually extend across the country and will eventually be joined by a second high west of Britain. The end result will be enhanced tropo prospects in the coming week and potentially good conditions for the 23 SEMS UK activity contest on Tuesday the 18th and the 4-metre UK activity on Thursday the 20th. Those who enjoy rain scatter propagation in this current showery weather will have to look for other modes by Sunday once the high pressure builds. As we're coming out of the winter lull in meteor shower activity with the medium rate Lyrids P peaking on the 23rd of April at 0100 UTC, with a zenithal hourly rate, ZHR, in the 20s, it's well worth a look for meteor scatter contacts. The end of April normally prompts a return to isolated sporadic reports on the 10-metre band, and perhaps even with data modes on 6 metres. The upper troposphere jet stream chart suggests it's got some potential, especially between Mediterranean countries, although not quite so positive for parts nearer to home. Solar conditions may continue to offer a random chance of some aurora, so remember to keep an eye on the KP index if it goes above 5. For EME operators, moon perigee is on Sunday, so path losses are at their lowest. Moon declination is rising, going positive on Tuesday, meaning increasing moon time and increasing peak elevation passes. 144 MHz sky noise is low, but the moon is close to the sun on Wednesday and Thursday, meaning high sun noise on those days. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. Contact is keith.mike0tangomikeoscar@btinternet.com, or you can look at http://whiskeywhiskeywhiskey.bravovictoralfaromeosierra.org.uk. And I'm supposed to be saving time, never mind. On Sundays, Slight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7 p.m. Wednesday sees another club night from 7 p.m. and the Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact Sue, info@fox.romeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk for more information. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be meeting from 8 p.m. Contact is via enquiries@sierrabravoalfaromeocharlie.co.uk. Tor Bay Amateur Radio Society will be meeting on Friday from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via kilo echo romeo yankee@mike0kiloromeoecho.net. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be holding its annual general meeting at the Parish Room, Yeovil. Contact is via secretary@yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. Over in Wales, Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club has recently been approved as an RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 till 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth, 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidael, Cardiff, Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club's annual general meeting will be held on Tuesday the 25th of April from 7 p.m. All members are asked to attend. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Thursday, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Go to www.gulfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru meets every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Locks Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 109 Golf November. Now, Gloucester Amateur Radio Society. On Monday, members will be enjoying a talk via Zoom by Tim, GW4VXE, entitled Setting Up a New Station. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.